Chapter 17. Though my father travelled homewards, as I told you, in none of the best of moods, pshawing and pishing all the way down, yet he had the complaisance to keep the worst part of the story still to himself, which was the resolution he had taken of doing himself the justice which my Uncle Toby's clause in the marriage settlement empowered him. Nor was it till the very night in which I was begot, which was 13 months after, that she had the least intimation of his design. When my father, happening, as you remember, to be a little chagrined and out of temper, took occasion, as they lay chatting gravely in bed afterwards, talking over what was to come, to let her know that she must accommodate herself as well as she could to the bargain made between them in their marriage deeds, which was to lie in of her next child in the country, to balance the last year's journey. My father was a gentleman of many virtues, but he had a strong spice of that in his temper which might or might not add to the number. 'Tis known by the name of perseverance in a good cause, and of obstinacy in a bad one. Of this my mother had so much knowledge that she knew 'twas to no purpose to make any remonstrance, so she e'en resolved to sit down quietly and make the most of it. Volume the First, Chapter 18. As the point was that night agreed, or rather determined, that my mother should lie in of me in the country, she took her measures accordingly. For which purpose, when she was 3 days or thereabouts gone with child, she began to cast her eyes upon the midwife, whom you have so often heard me mention. And before the week was well got round, as the famous Dr. Manningham was not to be had, she had come to a final determination.